This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, clear evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys pleasant temperatures while Jerusalem remains mild, perfect for a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, Israel and Iran announced they will halt attacks on each other after pressure from Trump. An Israeli official notes that this round of fighting appears to be over. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour on negotiations with the U.S. as Israel decides on its next steps towards Beirut. Also this hour, JNS reveals Iran's threat of more crushing strikes if Israel continues its actions against Hezbollah. This follows a statement acknowledging Trump's influence. Separately, JTA reports that Iran claims to have ended its strikes on Israel. This comes after the Israeli Air Force targeted Iranian defense systems following an initial barrage. And finally, Axios reports Trump called on both Israel and Iran to cease fire. Despite this, Netanyahu has not yet complied with Trump's request. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, an online commentator, posted just minutes ago that Ali Larijani's successor warns the region could become a living nightmare for the U.S. and Israel if mistakes continue. Ihab Hassan shared that an 8-year-old Palestinian child was tragically killed by the Israeli army in Gaza today. The child was returning home from school. David Keyes announced his plans to convene Israel's civilian security cabinet tonight at 9 p.m. to discuss developments in Iran and Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire, Times of Israel shares that intense diplomatic efforts led by Trump have resulted in both Israel and Iran pausing their attacks. The focus now shifts to whether this truce will hold amidst ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. This pause could potentially ease regional volatility. Turning to the situation with Beirut, Walla highlights that Israel's next move is under intense debate. The U.S. continues its diplomatic push to prevent further escalation. Political decisions in the coming hours may significantly affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Iran's latest threat, covered by JNS, underscores its conditional ceasefire. Should Israel act against Hezbollah, Iran warns of severe reprisals. This statement reflects the fragile nature of the current pause in hostilities. In a related development, JTA outlines that Iran's cessation of strikes follows a direct appeal from Trump. The recent Israeli Air Force operations were a response to Iranian missile attacks. The risk of renewed conflict remains high as both sides weigh their next steps. Finally, Axios reports Trump's call for calm between Israel and Iran. Despite this, Netanyahu's reluctance to halt actions reflects the complex political dynamics at play. The coming days will be crucial for diplomatic engagement. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Wix shares have declined following a detailed outline of the financial impact of its major restructuring. The company has revised its 2026 revenue outlook amidst significant financial adjustments. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the implications of the renewed Houthi naval blockade on Israel and the global economy. The closure of the Bab al-Mandab Strait is a significant concern for international trade. And finally, Globes notes that tech giants in Israel are seeking government relief due to the strong shekel. Rising costs for tech workers in Israel pose challenges for global tech firms operating here. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.